fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Good morning, friends, and welcome to Fire on the Earth. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. I want to continue talking today about the gift of the Holy Spirit. If you haven't had a chance to tune into the program this week, I encourage you to go to our website at renewalministries.net. The programs are archived there. You can watch them or listen to them, right on your computer or download them on whatever device you have to be able to do that so you could listen to them at your leisure. The gift of the Holy Spirit is at the center of what I've been talking about this whole week. And I just want to talk about it, one, just to declare the truth of it, the beauty of it, to sit back and in awe and wonder at what Jesus Christ has accomplished, and in the process, to ask the Holy Spirit to help you, to help me, grasp more fully and to surrender more deeply to the presence and power and working of the Holy Spirit in each one of our lives. I think one of the things I notice, I travel all around the country and many places around the world, that Catholics, even stronger Catholics who understand what the church teaches about this stuff, this truth, this essential truth of our faith, many don't realize that this is not only just a doctrine or something that we need to assent to in our mind, which we do, but it's a living reality. When Jesus says, "You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you," that's exactly what he meant. There's a power in you. There's a new capacity to live a new way of life. Literally, to come into the life of Christ. In its most simple form, it can be reduced down to saying you have a new power and a new capacity in you by virtue of your baptism to fulfill the calling to God has given to you to live fully in your identity as a son or daughter of God and to come into your destiny, which is to do fundamentally two things. The Second Vatican Council reminded us of two really fundamental things about who we are and what we're called to. Every single person who becomes a disciple of Jesus Christ and is born again by water and the Spirit and baptism is personally called by God to the life of holiness and to the mission of the kingdom of God. We're given the Holy Spirit so we can be conformed to Christ. The Holy Spirit is the one within us, the source of power and dynamism that, as I said yesterday, if you didn't have a chance to tune into the program, consider dialing into yesterday's program in particular. As I was talking about how intimately the Holy Spirit is united to the person of Jesus in a common mission, and it's the Spirit who empowers Jesus' entire life, raises him from the dead, and it's that Holy Spirit that leads him to glory. And as it is for Christ, so it is for us. The Holy Spirit united to us, the Holy Spirit given to us and poured out in us, is what makes us Christian. It's an action of God. It's not like becoming an American citizen. When we come into the church, we raise our right hand and we say, "I believe these things." Yes, we say that. We believe it. But it's not just ideas, good ideas that we believe. I can't say that enough this week. It's what we believe is that God has brought us from death to life in the person of Christ. And there's a new power within us. I ended yesterday's program reading paragraph 690 from the Catechism. I want to repeat it again today and build on it a little bit. It summarizes well what we've been talking about to this point. It says, Jesus is Christ. That means he's anointed. The word Christ is just another word for anointed. He's anointed because the Spirit is his anointing, it says. Interesting, isn't it? The Spirit is his anointing. The Spirit is given to the Son. The Spirit dwells in Christ. And when we're baptized, Jesus said very clearly in John's Gospel, unless you're born again by water and the Spirit, you can't enter the kingdom of heaven. Because you have to be born again. Not just by the human spirit, but by the Spirit of the Son poured out upon us, given to us, and then dwelling in us as in a temple. And that same Spirit dwells in all those who are born into Christ. Jesus is forming a living body. Jesus is forming a people. Jesus is bringing to life sons and daughters of God. Jesus is preparing us to live forever with Him. That's what's happening. And the Spirit comes to us, as I said, in baptism and confirmation, but comes to us in the Scriptures, in the teaching tradition of the church, in the magisterium, the Holy Spirit speaking to us, in the sacraments, in the liturgy, in our own personal prayer, in the outpouring, in the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the charisms that were given, the witness of the saints. The Holy Spirit is constantly at work if we're attentive, if we're docile, if we're responsive to the Spirit, to leading us deeper into Christ and then leading us deeper and deeper into our identity as sons and daughters of God, into the mission, as we'll see here, that He calls us to. So Jesus is Christ, anointed because the Spirit is His anointing. And everything that occurs from the incarnation, from the incarnation of Christ on, derives from this fullness. When Christ is finally glorified, He can in turn send the Spirit from His place with the Father to those who believe in Him. He communicates to them His glory. Isn't that beautiful? This is what's happening in you. This is what's happening in me. Not by my works, not because of my greatness or my pedigree or my degrees. It's got nothing to do with it. It's the free gift of God. And the outpouring of the Holy Spirit is a foretaste, a down payment, a participation in the glory that belongs to Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit is the glory of the Lord because the Holy Spirit is the living proof and validation that Jesus Christ reigns at the right hand of the Father in heaven, that the new creation has begun, that the King has triumphed, and everything He preached and proclaimed is true and coming to be in those who say yes to Him. He communicates to them His glory, that is, the Holy Spirit who glorifies Him. From that time on, this joint mission will be manifested in the children adopted by the Father in the body of His Son. The mission of the Spirit of adoption is to unite them to Christ and to make them live in Him. The mission of the Spirit is to make us come alive in Christ. And you notice what it says? To be children adopted by the Father in the body of His Son. There is one body of Christ. Jesus Christ established a visible church on earth through which these graces would come to the world. Everyone who's baptized into Christ is a new creation and is part of this body of Christ. Jesus wants not just a spiritual unity, but that the Holy Spirit wants to bring us into visible unity. It's what we pray for, because the church itself is divided. How many denominations exist in the world? There's one church. One church the Lord desires. And a visible church matters to Him. He established the church on the apostles and prophets. He gave us the sacraments and the word. He gave authority. He gave the keys. The kingdom of God, all of that matters. It's the visible reality of this body on earth. And so it's something we always need to pray for. I pray that the Holy Spirit would break our hearts and humble all of us to be able to see the fullness of God's plan and purpose. So the visible unity that Jesus desires would also be manifest for His glory. So we see very clearly that as this paragraph goes on, it says, from that time on, this outpouring of the Spirit, this joint mission of the Spirit and the Son will be manifested in His children. That's why the Council tells us each one of us is called to the universal call to holiness, that is, sharing the very life of Jesus, being set apart for Christ, and allowing the Holy Spirit to purify us and to conform us to the person of Jesus. And it's that same Spirit that anoints us to fulfill the universal call to mission. So if you ask yourself the question, why am I here on earth? I'm here on earth to become a saint. And what's a saint? It's somebody who's been made alive in Christ by his power. And a saint understands I'm called to holiness and I'm called to mission. And I can say yes to it. I can engage it. Not because I've got my act perfectly together, but because greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. There's a power that's in me. The reason holiness is possible is because the Son, who is holy, has given to me, by his grace and mercy, the gift of the Holy Spirit. The same Spirit that accompanied Jesus and empowered Jesus in his mission. That's the same Spirit that's been given to you. And we need to stir up that Spirit. We need to stir it up in our lives. It's easy to see, it's not difficult to see, that many of the baptized have not come to terms with who they are in Christ in the power of the Spirit. First, you can just see how many are living sort of detached lives from the church. They're not fully engaged in the church. They're on the margins. They're living a kind of Christian minimalism. And I think they've reduced what it means to be a Catholic, a Christian, to moral striving and oftentimes a work of the flesh rather than new life empowered in the Holy Spirit. The moral life is crucial. The Holy Spirit's going to lead us to holiness and purity, no question about it. The laws, the commandments are no longer on stone, but the Holy Spirit wants to put them in our hearts so that we can live it from the inside out. And we love what Jesus loves, which is ultimately to obey the Father, to walk in the footsteps of Christ. But how many Catholics, how many people who are baptized in this world are even aware of this? Have any clue of the power that's been given to them? And the duty and responsibility we have by virtue of our baptism to walk in holiness. That's the hunger after God, to thirst for God, to pursue God, to put God first, to offer your whole life to him, and to allow the Holy Spirit to soften your heart, to tenderize your heart, to put your ego to death, your selfishness and narcissism and self-preoccupation, to slowly put it to death, to begin to see our neighbor, the needs of our neighbor. The first need of our neighbor, the highest need, is to know Christ. Is that something that's even on our radar? Tomorrow I want to help us see, as the recent popes have labored so consistently to help us see how crucial this dimension of the life of a disciple is, this call to mission, what it is, and how the Holy Spirit empowers us to fulfill it. It's a crucial piece of who we are in Christ. Hope you can tune in tomorrow. God bless you.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, St. Francis Used Words.
St. Francis is really a model of mercy, and he communicated that mercy through both deeds and through words. And Pope Francis reminds us that each one of us is called to do the same. If you'd like a copy of this free booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789 or contact us on the web at renewalministries.net.